had to have scripture to tell you because you'd have found out that God's been good to you. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. See, even in trouble, God is good. He knows them that trust in him. God is intimately acquainted with everybody that's trusting him. He knows you by name. Say, the Lord know me by name. He does. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. There's that word trust again. Blessed is the man that trusts in God. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Psalm 100 verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Now, as I've shared with you about good, I think I'm going to be teaching on this for a while about the goodness of God. I just feel it in my heart. Because the word good is so overused in our society that it has lost its significance when we talk about it in relationship to God. Because, you know, we put good on everything. That ice cream was good. Those red beans was good. That's a good basketball player. You know, boy, my car show run good. You know, we put good on everything. Then when you say God is good, some people equate it just like the ice cream, the red beans, the car running good. And when we're talking about God being good, we're talking about another level of good. We're talking about a level of good that you can't get nowhere else but God. I'm going to tell you, when we talk about God being good, we're talking about a goodness on another level. And whenever you say, I've been disciplining myself, renewing my mind to the fact that God is good. Because when I say God is good, I make myself on purpose recall something good that he's done. So that I'm not just saying words. You know how you can say the Lord is good and you ain't thought about nothing good. And when we think about other people and we say, boy, so-and-so sure is good, you are automatically thinking about something that they did that's good. That's why you said they was good. Because you thought about them and you called to remember some quality that they had and said, oh, that's a good person, because you're remembering something good about them or something good that they've done. But we can say God is good and don't even think nothing. We ain't supposed to be saying God is good and don't have no thoughts about his goodness. So when you say God is good, I want you to discipline yourself to the degree that every time you say the Lord is good, that you're remembering something good about him or something good that he's done for you. So that when you say God is good, it has some depth in it. And it's not just words spoken. Amen. 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 When you say God is good, you ought to be remembering something he did. Hallelujah. You ought to be remembering how he delivered you, how he set you free, how he blessed you, how he opened a door for you. Amen. Whatever it is, how he healed your body. When I say God is good, I remember a time I got healed. When I say God is good, I remember a time that I made it home, don't know how I made it. I fell asleep and didn't have no memory for like 8 or 9 miles. Woke up in the driveway. Couldn't remember driving. I'm sure my eyes was open somehow. I don't know how it happened, but I'm just sure somehow God took care of me, because I have no recollection from this place to this place, and woke up wondering, how did I get here? I don't remember turning. I don't remember turning the signal light on. I don't remember slowing down. I don't remember passing no cars. My mind just blank. Maybe the Lord sent an angel that had finished driving. I don't know how he did it. I just thank God he did. And when I woke up, I say, well, nothing but God. Nothing but God brought me home. I say, God is good. I remember a time my car wouldn't even run. Every time I get ready to slow down and put on the brakes, it would cut out. All over Baton Rouge, I couldn't drive from one intersection to the next without my car stopping. And then sometimes I'd have trouble with it starting back up and had to wait 5 minutes. I'm sitting there. And my daddy said, you need to bring it home. I said, Dad, I don't know if that car going to make it. So, you know, I just believed that I was going to be able to make it home. So I got in the car and I went to drive it home. I drove over 100 miles, had to stop on the highway, had to turn, had to slow down, and the car never cut off. And I drove up in the driveway, and most of y'all been to my mama's house, you know you drive up a little hill, go up in the yard. When I drove up that hill and got on the ground where it was level, the car cut off and wouldn't start back up. I said, that was nothing but God brought this car home. I said, that was good to me because I'd been stranded before. I mean, y'all been stranded before. I don't know why I'm on this vein here, but I remember one day me and Gabe was leaving a wedding, and I had forgot to put gas in the car, and the needle was on the wrong side of E. On the wrong side. Didn't have no gas in it. I said, oh, no. I said, I knew I should have put some gas in it. It was about 10 miles outside town. And we got about halfway, about 5 miles. And that baby said, he said, you ain't going nowhere. Gabriel was about 8 years old. And I told Gabriel, I said, Gabriel, watch this here. I said, watch God make this car run with no gas. And watch us get to the service station. Because I believe God will reveal things to your children. If you trust him, God will do it for their benefit. All right, are you tell it then. All right, he said he remembered a little different. That's my recollection. His version probably better than mine. That's why you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay. All got a little different memory.
Okay, the way I remember, we was riding, and it started, like, sputtering, so we slowed way down, like, you know.
I tried to let it coast as far as it go.
Yeah, and it started going boop, 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 and we was, like, slowing down, and then I remember they passed by us, and you had rolled down your window, and they said, you got it? And we was going, like, probably, like, 20 miles per hour. We was just slowing down. And he's like, yeah, we got it. And so you said, watch this. You said, and we prayed, and then as soon as you prayed, went, whoom, and then we just took off.
Okay. All right, that's it right there. That's it right there. Thank you, Gabe. I like his better. Praise the Lord. There's another time we was going down the road. We were moving him out of one apartment into another one up in Monroe, and there was some cars in front of us, and we had just found a U-Haul place, and I was looking over there at the U-Haul place, you know, getting ready to turn in there, and the car in front of me stopped. Came to a dead stop right in the road. And when I turned back, let me ask him. Did you say dad or anything? Yeah, okay, he said, ooh. All right, when I turned back and saw that car had stopped and how close I was, I slammed on the brakes and my car went sliding and I braced myself for the impact because I say, I'm gonna hit him. I'm too close, I'm going too fast. This is gonna be a collision. So I, you know, put one hand over trying to get him and hold the steering wheel. She said, I say stern. How many of y'all say steering wheel? All right, all y'all need to change it. The steering wheel. So we went sliding. And I said, Jesus! And my car stopped on a dime. I said, Gabriel, did you see that? I said, Gabe, I bet you that there's not room enough to put my hand between these bumpers. He said, no, Dad, it's closer than that. Now I'm right on that animal. Yeah. He said, no, Dad, I believe it was closer than that. I believe we were fractions of an inch from touching that other vehicle. Car just stopped just like that. Now, I say that's the goodness of God. Now, it was just some automobile examples there. But God is good in all areas of our life. Amen. Let me show you what that word good really means so that you will see the depth of it. The word good or goodness captures all of the magnificent, beautiful qualities of our great God. These words express both his character and his conduct toward us. Now, when I looked up that word in the Hebrew and in the Greek, this was a combination of words that in different places is used to communicate different aspects of God. Moral excellence, not bad or evil. You say God is good, not bad or evil. God is good, moral excellence, uprightness, honorable, pleasing, pleasant, gracious, agreeable, kindness, loving kindness, precious, benevolent, beneficial, rich, joyful, happy, glad, happiness, favor, forgiveness, faithful, valuable in estimation, well, better, mercy, best, distinguished, right, prosperity, fine, wealth, beautiful, welfare. And if you want to sum it up in one word, just say blessing. God is good. Amen. All of these words, when you say God is good, sometimes it's saying God's beneficial, God's excellent, God is upright, God is full of joy, God is merciful, God is faithful, God is kind, God is gracious.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Soul. I don't have no doubt. Just let Jesus take.